Brian Sotheby, former NHLer, writes at OilersNation.com. Although it's interesting, Eric Staal, they said when you get that Charlie horse, that if you're screaming in that pain, it's worse than ripping a tendon. But a knee is a little bit different.
Well, you can, I guess, you know, that does make a little bit of sense. When you do, when you feel and hear the rip, you're not so much screaming. So maybe, well, I shouldn't say that, but when I've felt that pain before, it's more of a
cry.
inside, you don't even have the wherewithal to wail.
Now, are you, who's your team?
I don't have a team. My fantasy football team is my team. Remember? I'm in like 8 leagues. I'm good. I've won 2 championships.
Yeah,
in the last
but you're
3
playing
years.
With a bunch of soup cans. Like guys, can't even name the team names.
That's
like,
true.
That's embarrassing.
I'm not gonna sit here and pump their tires, but I'm gonna pump mine. I was a big Bills fan back in the day when I was trying to keep up with my old man, who's a diehard Cowboys fan. And so Jim Kelly was my boy growing up, and I was a huge Bills fan.
And then you just suddenly didn't become
it. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it was more of a bandwagon thing where I kind of went against my old man, and they were going in Super Bowls back then and jumped on the train. And then sort of, you know, just whether it was through sports or whatnot, didn't have the time to watch football as much. And in the last probably 7, 8, 9 years, I've fell back in love with the NFL where – I pretty much don't want to do anything on Sunday but lie on my couch. So, but I don't really have a team. Not a team that I live and die for or cry for if they lose.
Okay. No, it's not as fun. You got to get
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
you got jerseys galore. I have my players I love. I'm as invested as anybody.
Yeah, but when the playoffs come,
yeah.
You can't really get into it if you don't have a rooting interest with
your
team.
That's true. But I mean, we still play the fantasy side of all that stuff. So you're still rooting for players. I know what you're saying.
You play
but for
fantasy
you, like
in
for
the playoffs?
Yeah, you can play. There's playoff challenges where you pick guys.
It's garbage. It's only 12
teams.
Well,
you haven't cheered in the playoffs for a football team
in
years.
Hey, easy, easy. Yeah, but I'm still there.
Yeah,
I'm hoping.
I mean, I'm probably having more fun in the playoffs than you right now.
Oh, no, I don't have – I can watch still. I just don't get that. I cheer for teams to lose.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I do – you know, I've been trying to pick a team, but I just – I've been – I get behind the teams that – in cities that I've played in, except for the Cowboys because – that's tough, but you know, for the most part, I pull for them. And other than that, I got nothing right now.
You know what we should do? We should take our audience, sell Sotheby today on why he should cheer for your team, and at the end of the show, you'll pick an NFL team.
All right,
that will be your team.
Okay.
So, if you want in, and you want a new fan on your team. That you can cry with and cheer with and high five with and, you know, pour champagne out, whatever.
Yeah.
Suds needs an NFL team. So you can text in at 101260. We'll go over all the texts. You sell Sotheby on why he should cheer for your team. I'm very curious.
Players are going to have a lot to do with this.
Yeah. See, I'm going to say right now, I don't want you as a Miami Dolphin fan.
Well, I don't. Yeah. I mean, that's a tough sell. That's a real tough sell.
Are you kidding me? Buddy, our whole offensive line's revamped, killing it.
One of my buddies is a Finns fan, and not surprisingly, he's the worst player in our fantasy football league.
No, it's probably not because he's a Miami fan. He's just not smart.
Well,
like the Miami fan.
It goes hand in hand with him. Like,
no,
why do you cheer for the Finns?
Well, he's probably a disgrace for a Finns fan. Like, let's get rid of him. Like, whoever you are.
He might have to be relegated out of the league soon.
Yeah.
But
you don't want those guys in your fantasy league. It's just, like, when you have the free spot in the bingo card in fantasy week, that's when you know it's brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's brutal. So, all of you NFL fanatics, feel free to sell Sotheby on why he should be a fan of your team. There's a lot of people early saying Cleveland Browns. See, I could see why getting on board with Cleveland would be a team that you could be like, okay, because no one's going to accuse you of being a bandwagon guy.
No, never.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not like you're just jumping on. Like, if you suddenly, at the end of the show, are a Seahawks fan, I'll know that you're a bandwagon.
Or Broncos or Pats. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Broncos, buddy. They got one more year of Peyton Manning, and they're done.
But I could have been on the wagon a couple years
ago.
You
could have been.
He's my quarterback. He's my keeper quarterback for the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't jump on that wagon.
Buy low, sell high, become a miserable so-and-so like me and cheer for the Raiders. We suck but look badass. You're a North Side boy, so it's a fit.
Well, I'm a West Side boy, though.
Yeah, you're a little bit too pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some days.
Well, barely. That's actually true. Very true. LA Kings, can anyone beat them? Like, can the Rangers or the Hawks, or is this over? Oh, like, should we just hand them the cup right now?
I mean, they're at the top of their game. They're right back where they were a few years ago in the playoffs. And, I mean, at this point, you know, if there is a team that I feel like could come back, you know, in one of these series, I would say that it's Chicago. But, you know, quite the task. And it just goes to show you. I mean, I've been watching the series. I don't know if, you know, you watch how the playoffs have unfolded with the Sharks and the Ducks. I mean, does this just show you how strong the Pacific was?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they're having their way right now with Chicago, and they're scoring goals. They've got everyone going. I mean, Mike Richards is on their fourth line, you know, third, fourth line center. I mean, that's depth that no one has with their goaltending, big veteran team. You know, for me, if they're going to the finals, which it looks like they are, they're absolutely the team to beat.
There's no weaknesses on that team.
No. Not right now.
Like, none.
When they're scoring, there's none. I mean, that would be their only weakness.
So, well, not now. They're highest scoring team in the playoffs. So how can you go 2 years in a row in 2012 and now again in 14, you know, the worst scoring team that's in the playoffs, and then the playoffs come and now you're one of the best?
I don't know.
Because I thought you're not supposed to be able to just flick a switch, yeah. But clearly the Kings can't.
Yeah, I mean, well, they have the guys. I mean, you see their lineup. It seems like they have the guys to do it. And maybe that's a Sutter thing where he's focusing so much on the defensive side of it. And they just managed to get some confidence and get into the playoffs and sort of play the game. Where in the regular season, I think at times you think a little bit more. There's a lot more focus on, you know, from a player perspective, if you're scoring goals or what you're doing. On the score sheet and all that stuff sort of out the window. You just play in the playoffs. You play, you don't think. There's just so much adrenaline. You're playing at full speed. And maybe the playoffs are a time where this team kind of just lets free and lets their skill take over. I mean, they have incredible talent and great players that can put the puck in the net. They've injected some young guys into their lineup that are playing with that sort of abandon as well offensively. Minded bigger guys, and that's allowed them to spread the depth out through their lineup. It's you know, they're special to watch right now.
Yeah, they got a great combination of size, speed, skill, all of it. Hey, Gregor, as soon as the NHL cracks down on obstruction again, like in 06, the smaller player will be trendy. However, it may be a while until that happens because the NHL doesn't want to speed up the game for fear of more concussion lawsuits. Now, the small player, sure, they might be trendy, but go back and look at the teams that won. They were never filled with small players. They had a few, yes.
Right.
But teams have a few small players. LA's got Toffoli, right?
Kings have a
pretty dynamic.
Or Rangers have a whack of
small guys. Yeah, Rangers have a lot of small guys. But the Eastern Conference is significantly different to the West.
Yes.
Like, it's not close.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's not close.